father's mother married a Southern Cheyenne, so that's how come we're here.
Could you tell me another story then?
Okay, let's see.
What about the one where the mud hens got red eyes?
Oh.
The white man and the ducks, or whatever.
Okay, all waterfowls. It's all waterfowls.
All waterfowls.
Oh, this traveler is what this man is called. It's always in the story.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a traveler, and he come up. He was hungry, and he come up to, on a pond. A pond. Oh, there was just all kinds of waterfowls just, you know, swimming around, eating moss and here and there. I'm supposed to tell it in
English.
All
right, you can tell it in English first
and
then in
China. And he found a horn, some laying there, a horn, painted up, you know, all colors, red and yellow and black, tip of it was black. He said it that he wanted some powerful god he was making. He would make the fowl believe that this was a powerful god. So he said it there. And he hollered out and said, come over here. Come see this thing I got over here. So they come around. He said, if you dance around this powerful horn, you dance around, I'm going to sing a song. Dance around it. And don't close your eyes, don't open them.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts singing. They all come over, come on, come on. They're rushing themselves, you know, they all flap their wings. Start standing around in a circle, and the minute I start my song while you dance around this god here, he already had a club with him, you know, already had it there. So he starts singing. He sang that song. They start dancing, all close their eyes, just dancing around. As he was singing, he had his club, he's knocking it down. And then, boy, last one, mud hen. Guess she was about the smallest one. Oh, she was just dancing away. And then she tried to reach for this, she was dancing with him over here. She didn't touch him, then she danced faster and tried to hunt them. Nobody, she didn't touch anybody. I guess she was about the last one, or he didn't want to hit her because she's the smallest.
It's the skinny.
She opened her eyes and there they were all laying there. He was still busy hitting the rest of them. She flew up and he's killing us.
Now tell it in Cheyenne.
She took him a mock of her, and me, tuhan saavuhan zivista mohima suhtakin zinan. Zissa tahitta wuhan samkha wuhsis nisista toya zisa ikhamani maatsa shinahan. Istamassa ihan ja tsetsetsetsetsä niin ninnahan ihan tsetohi tänni hitään. Näin sitsik kimmatsa kisimun makoins.
Have you got a
why today men cuts their hair?
Oh.
Or we cut our hair. It's time that men ni ho ni ho we ha. It's the me ho tonox e ho va va he on. Ha to mess the we ho hite hun. Isti tu viho muu. Ni se oo, se viho on tahtsa mohi vaan, et se minu hiho. Isti mu suhi sitä ja muu. Isti muista hiva itä nootsi. Isti tu. O vahan na saa tuo. Naata ei vista voi ämiät. Na nimiä saa mohi, na se naa mei nimiä hova hiho. O vahan ho tama ni vansi oos. Ah, se mohi vaan, se minä tämän ei vaan, niin ei tehdä. Niin mohi itse vaan, ei sitä ole se, niin mihin ei ole. Tämä sitä on jo tehoa, että hoitsiksi ei ole. Saan jo se mohi ihan. Musta nää on se, että se. Sitten se syksy, että se hommaa vaan niin ihan, että se ei ole. Sitä mihin, että se on isko ennen, niin hän näe, en se stamkhaatse nohe mikko. Hän ne vois stamkhaan hän hamaamu hän noe tai hän. Jaha, mä syksi ei hiivyksi hiivyksi. Sitä tommi tuo, no nähä ahoi mikko, sitä poikhaan nohe mutski. Hän sitsi tukisi jo kohtakistu. Viho ehkä matki jo. Et saa. This traveler went up the stream, and he come up on a bunch of girls that was swimming. And they noticed him and they called him, and I guess his weakness were women. So he wondered how if he stopped there. He scratched his head. And then these girls said, oh, come here a minute. For a little while, we want to search in your head for bugs, for lice. Where's lice? He said, they saw him scratching his head and where they just set it. So it won't take long. No, I can't stop for anything. I'm going to what you white people would call a musical recital. That's where he was going. He said, I'm packing my songs. He must have a pouch carrying his probably song books or something. Anyway, they were his songs. He's taking them over there. He said, it won't take long. You just come over here for a little while. We'll search in your head. And women was his weakness, so he turned off to them. He knelt down by them and they start searching his head. He fell down, went to sleep. When he woke up, he felt something just pulling on his hair. He wondered what it was. He sat up and he reached around his head and he felt cockroaches were just thick all over his head. He got mad and he jerked out his knife and he cut his hair, just cut off in order to, cockroaches, you can't get them off your head. So he cut his knife and cut it all over where he could cut it.
Cut his hair off.
And that's how you cut your hair.